WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something that probably more of us struggle with than we'd like to admit. Imposter syndrome. Ever feel like you're faking it till you make it? Like you're just one step away from being called out as a fraud? Yeah, that's imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head, and trust me, I've been there. You know that feeling when you land a promotion, ace a presentation, or achieve something truly awesome. But instead of celebrating, your inner voice whispers, "They just got lucky." They don't actually deserve this? Well, in today's episode, we're going to rip off that Band-Aid and talk about how to conquer those crippling doubts, silence that pesky imposter voice, and step into the confidence you truly deserve. First things first, acknowledge it. Yeah, I know, easier said than done, right? But recognizing that these feelings exist is the first step towards dismantling them. We're not weak for experiencing self-doubt. It's a common human experience. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a nagging pain in your knee, would you? You'd get it checked out, right? Well, imposter syndrome is kind of like that internal ache. It needs attention and care, not denial and avoidance. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts spinning its yarns of inadequacy, ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this? Most likely, the answer is a resounding nope. Those doubts are often based on fear, insecurity, or past experiences, not facts. Start replacing those negative self-talk with affirmations that build you up. Instead of, "I'm not good enough," try, "I'm capable and worthy." It might feel awkward at first, but consistency is key. Remember, success isn't a straight line. It's a messy journey filled with ups and downs. Celebrate the wins, big or small, and don't let setbacks define you. You're not defined by your mistakes. You're defined by how you learn from them and keep pushing forward. Think of your failures as stepping stones on the path to success, each one teaching you something valuable about yourself and your journey. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Surrounding yourself with a supportive network of friends, family, or mentors can make a world of difference. They can offer encouragement, perspective, and sometimes even a good laugh when those imposter demons are trying to drag you down. Finally, remember that true confidence comes from within. It's not about proving anything to anyone. It's about believing in yourself and your abilities. You are capable of amazing things. So go out there, own your worth, and let the world see the incredible person you truly are. Okay, imagine this. You've been invited to speak at a conference on a topic you're passionate about. Sounds exciting, right? But then that nagging voice starts whispering doubts, telling you, "You're not qualified, not knowledgeable enough." You start picturing yourself stumbling over words, forgetting key points, and the audience thinking you're an absolute fraud. It's easy to let those fears take over, causing you to decline the opportunity altogether. But what if instead of letting those doubts hold you back, you decided to face them head on? Think about it. Preparing for that talk could be a chance to deepen your knowledge, refine your skills, and build confidence in your expertise. Even if things don't go perfectly, the experience itself can be invaluable. You learn from every situation, even the challenging ones. So next time you feel those imposter syndrome vibes creeping in, remember, this is an opportunity for growth, not a reason to shrink back. So, there you have it, folks. 5 practical strategies to help you conquer those self-doubt demons and step into your full potential. Remember, acknowledging your feelings, challenging negative thoughts, celebrating wins, seeking support, and building inner confidence are key ingredients in this recipe for success. Don't let imposter syndrome hold you back any longer. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might be struggling with similar doubts. Let's create a community of support and empowerment together. Until next time, keep striving, keep believing in yourselves, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.